And suppose you wanted to stress to me that you hadn't the hearing part of it. When you were saying to me a minute ago, I haven't heard it. Then you wanted to stress the part about hearing. How would you stress that to me?
I just haven't heard. I just have not heard.
When a person gets married, one of the things that he says to the minister is, I
do.
I don't chew tobacco, but he
does.
He used to smoke, but now he
doesn't.
And then if you ask someone, if someone asks you, have you any more work to do in the field, you might say, no, I did yesterday.
I did it yesterday.
And then they might say, are you sure? And you'll say, yes, I have it all.
I have done it all.
If someone asks you, are you absolutely sure? And you really weren't absolutely sure, how might you answer him?
I'm almost sure.
perhaps you wanted to say something else. What else might you say? Are you absolutely sure?
Well, I'm darn sure.
Suppose you really weren't sure at all, then what might you say? Suppose you really weren't on firm ground at all.
Well, I think I might.
And suppose you wanted to admit that you weren't in a kind of an easy way. If they said, are you really sure? You might, if you wanted to give way and admit that you weren't, how would you say it?
Well, let's see. I've done that very thing a number of times. I don't remember now what happened. I don't remember how I expressed it.
If you wanted to say, no, I'm not.
I'm not positive.
Okay. Did you talk to him recently? Yes, something was talking to him yesterday. I think I just told you what it was. Yes, I talking to him yesterday.
I was talking.
And did I talk to him? If I had asked you, did I talk to him? You might say, yes, you talking to him.
You were talking to him.
Have you thought about that today? And then you might answer, sure, I thinking about it since I got up.
I was thinking about it since I got up.
Uh-huh. Or if you wanted to say and let me know that you were thinking about it all morning, you might say, I
thought about it all morning.
Mm-hmm. Or more of a continuing thought. Have you thought about it today? I've been thinking about it all morning. Or something.
I have been thinking about it all morning.
You better check the time, I think. I think I may be taking up too much of it. Can you give me another 10 minutes, you think?
Yes.
What do you call the place where you live, the building?
Home.
And what else might you call it?
Our house.
And suppose you had two of them. Our?
Well.
Just the plural.
Our home, our houses.
That's what I was looking for. What do you call the large building that you usually find on a farm where the horses are kept and hay is stored?
Barn.
What is the shape of a barn generally?
Well, it's a little on the high side with a loft for storing feed. And with stalls for animals.
Is it painted any particular color, generally?
Generally, red, barn red.
Are they usually painted in this area around here, or are they allowed to get sort of weather-beaten looking?
Weather-beaten.
Mostly weather-beaten.
Painted, mostly.
Is this negligence or just sort of custom that people don't paint their barns?
Well, I'd say it's just not custom. Here. Excuse me.